to my baby's house and played a CD. She started acting sexy right in front of me. I realized I put on some old muddy water. Right then she said, oh baby, kiss me like you ought to, cause the blues don't make me horny. Just a little bit thorny. Oh, I say the blues will make my heart, I'm gonna go see my baby tonight.
Steve Faison, a multi-instrumentalist and a musical omnivore. So the question is, Steve, after decades of performing, why the decision to front a blues band, the 3 o'clock Groove?
I decided about 10, 15 years ago that I would never be a teen pop idol. So I decided, well, what do I like? And I started playing my guitar again, and I found that I really gravitated towards the blues. So I'm really moving that forward. I've been doing a lot of writing for it and performing it, and I'm loving doing it.
Which artists inspired you, the blues artist?
Well, B.B. King, of course, I would have to say. But I kind of listened to a lot of people, from Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Muddy Waters. I mean, the whole gambit. I try to, and even contemporary musicians like Joe Bonamassa. Tab Benoit.
Steve, you play the guitar, you sing, you write. Do you write from life?
Oh, absolutely. That's the best way to go. And that's why blues is so easy. But yeah, everything I do, I write from experience.
For example, which of your songs would you like to listen to a little right now that's from life?
There's a song that I call, it's called All That We Could, and it's about being in a relationship, and the relationship failed, but you know, she did all she could, I did all that I could, and we did all that we could to make it work, but it didn't work, and now it's time to move on.
I can't figure out if that's a win-win or a lose-lose.
Good one. I think it's a win-win, because we're still friends.
I think it was last year you said that you were true, but I heard it through the grapevine someone was doing you. But that's alright, baby. Girl, it's all good. You gotta do what you gotta do, and you've done all that you could.
We're speaking with Steve Faison, who runs Steve Faison and the 3 O'Clock Groove. It's a blues group, but Steve, you play other styles of music as well.
Yeah, I play, I like to do jazz as much as I can. I play at different instruments, so that makes it easy for me to get work. But I like doing jazz, I like doing funk, I like doing R&B, pop, rock. I even play in a wedding band on weekends, so all styles of music is my take. I like everything.
Tell you what, Steve, let's play something by a very popular band you had a couple of decades ago, a dance band with great music called Class Action.
I found that love provides the key, unlocks the heart and souls of you and me. Love will learn to sing your song. Love is written in the stone. Every man I meet is walking time. Wander past this conscious mind. Love will come and take you home. Love is written in stone. Do you believe, my friend, what you claim? Oh, people of the world are not the same.
We're speaking with Steve Faison, a multi-stylist who right now is pouring it all into his original blues and his group, the 3 O'Clock Groove. Is it very different for you to play small clubs versus big stages such as festivals that the 3 O'Clock Groove is pointing towards?
You know, it's kind of the same. If you get a good response from people, as far as them liking you and cheering for you, things like that, it just gets that much better when you do a bigger venue, because you can get that energy going. And I think I have a knack for really working the crowd and getting them to like what I do and go from there.
Steve, you call your group the 3 O'Clock Groove. Now, what do the guys have to do to make that big, fat groove?
They have to know me and how I like to groove, and they do. The people that I'm using I've worked with for years, so they know how I work and I know how they work, and that really helps with the cohesion, with the groove.
Steve Faison, a multi-stylist, music veteran with a current great blues focus. Steve is on Facebook at STEPHEN Faison, and that 3 o'clock groove CD is going to be killer. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.